All right, good morning, everyone. Well, the upper levels haven't changed since yesterday. We just have the ridge trough sequence. That whole thing, though, has moved just a wee bit east. Now, that high vorticity shortwave is coming on as planned. This is the one that is near the Sydney area. Now, its eastern side is going to be in the mid-Tasman by Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, tomorrow. And this is the up-close side. So when you have a wave like that, make a little line through it as the axis. And on the east side of that axis, that is where all of the air rises. So the surface synoptic chart for today has got a fairly broad high north of New Zealand. It's 1026 millibar, so not a bad high, kind of medium in terms of intensity. The oncoming depression, boy, that's spinning away. Like I said, it's near Sydney. Now, the complex depression that was over New Zealand, that's now slid to the southeast. And we have two fronts that are still over New Zealand. One of them over the South Island, the other about halfway up. Now, there is also, because of the position of the low, there's a very tight pressure gradient on the east side of New Zealand. So quite a bit of wind up and down the coast on the east side. And we have, looking further north, we have a rather juicy looking trough that's lying over the Loyalties, and it arcs down to 3-3 and the dateline. 3-3 and the dateline. So that basically splits the anticyclone, the high that's to the north of us. And that's the reason that the winds are essentially light and variable north of the country, north of New Zealand. Now, the switch from northerlies to southerlies happened overnight. So yesterday we had north winds, and this morning we've got southerlies, and all this occurred over the evening. So today, from North Cape up to about 2-5 south, we've got very light southerly winds, and they're going to be giving way to light westerlies at about 2-5 south, 25 south, and then easterlies north of there. So you can see where that troughing would lie. So one side westerlies, the other side easterlies. Now, this all changes on Wednesday and Thursday as the Tasman Depression, we'll call it that, moves east to lie nearly over New Zealand. Now, the edge of that cold front that's there is going to lie over Northland, over Gulf Harbor Radio and Opu, etc., by late Wednesday into early Thursday. And that front then is going to extend all the way up to New Caledonia. So, 80, if you can hear us still, you've got that to look forward to. Now, this front may actually activate the leftover trough that's near Vanuatu. That means they're more or less going to join together and then possibly run north right up to 8 south and then turn east. And that's common for this to happen. They like to hold hands. Now, on the passage routes tomorrow, we'll see light and variable winds just north of New Zealand giving way to easterlies, and then give or take the same to Fiji. Then we have northeasterlies if you're heading to Vanuatu or New Caledonia. Now, winds are going to back even more on Thursday. They'll become northerlies, 20 to 25 knots if you're going to Fiji, and they'll be northwesterlies if you're going to New Caledonia. And, of course, those northwesterlies are going to clash with the northeasterlies. So the front is going to be fairly active, it would appear. And it is a monster low, by the way, that is coming. And so when I say monster, it's large in size. It's not particularly, doesn't have a particularly low central pressure, but it's a big area-wise depression. Anyhow, up in the islands, we have a trough that runs between Vanuatu, and Fiji. And that runs up to the Solomons. Then there is another that runs sort of vertically over Rotuma, where the cloud affects parts of Fiji. Now, our old quasi-stationary front, that's the one that's been over Fiji and also over Tonga, that is still lingering. And it's more or less to the south right now. We're looking at the satellite image at the moment, and it's lying affecting substantially Kindabu, the southern Lao, and also Tonga Tapu. So the quasi-stationary front and that Rotuma trough, they are interacting to an extent. As I said, they tend to like to hold hands, and that's precisely what they plan on doing. Now, interestingly, Tricia had taken note of this, looking at the cloud flow around the Fiji-Tonga area, and that would be at about the 700 millibar level. We've got winds that are running west to east, north of Fiji-Tonga, and then over the group themselves, we've got east-west. So that's creating quite a bit of shear, quite a bit of turbulence in that area. Now at 500 millibar, just above it, at about 18,000 feet, there is speed divergence. And by that, I mean the winds directly over Fiji and Tonga are, we'll just call it X speed, and the winds to the east of that are almost double X. So the speed is increasing, and when it does that, there's divergence over the lower speed area. So giving the winds at 700 millibar, creating that shear, and then that upper divergence talking about, that's causing quite a bit of upflow. Therefore, maintaining those cloudy conditions and troughy conditions over over Fiji and parts of Tonga as well. So that's what's happening up there, and that's the reason for it. Okay, looking now, we'll go up to the islands some more, looking at Tonga. I think we should expect in general moderate to southeast winds, east to southeast winds. There'll be cloudy periods all day today, and also scattered showers over the group. Looking at Tonga Tapu this morning, winds were southeast about 6 knots. They had showers. Scattered cloud at 1400 and the barometer 1018. The Papais had southeast 12. They also had recent showers. Scattered cloud at 1800 and broken skies at 10,000. Barometer 1016. And Vavao also had recent showers. Calm conditions. Scattered at 1700 with a barometer of 1016 as well. Very, very high humidity over the group today, so expect light rain today and tomorrow. So my wind forecast essentially today is southeast 15 knots. Again, that's the mean, and you know the drill on mean winds. Tomorrow, east-southeast, up to about 20 knots, a little bit stronger tomorrow. Okay, moving on, our weak trough over Fiji, or quasi-stationary front. Again, that remains very slow moving. So expect scattered showers, especially Kindabu to the southern Lao, the western southern Lao. Don't be surprised if they pop up everywhere. And looking at the radar loop this morning, that's exactly what was happening. Shower here, shower there. They don't last long. There's not much in them, but they come and go. Now, Fiji Met has issued a high wind warning for the Tuira and Kindabu passages. We talked yesterday about the stronger winds through there, and I think we had one little note that they were talking about windsurfers having a good time through the Tuira. And yes, it blows, definitely blows through there, and right around to the north and west of Kindabu, it blows like snake there as well. Now, also, I would expect quite a bit of activity around Viti Levu and the Asawas. All right, conditions this morning. These were at 6 a.m. Mandi, southeast 5 knots, scattered cloud at 3,000 and 5,000, barometer 1014. Savu Savu, an old report, unfortunately, but that was yesterday afternoon, late yesterday, really. And that indicated rain at that point, but no recent data. Suva, easterlies 5, scattered at 2,000, broken at 4,500, and with a barometer of 1015. And there was nothing current for Taviuti, but last night's report showed showers and wind gusts to 25 knots. That's up in Taviuti. In fact, that's in the protected area of Taviuti. All right, my wind forecast today for Taviuti, Tokoro, Vanua Balabu, Southern Lao, Kendavu, and the Asawas, all of that. A mean wind of east-southeast, about 20 knots. Satellite this morning showed for the Asawas area, 15 to 20. That was at 5 a.m., I believe. So it's going to blow a bit today. And virtually the same thing for tomorrow for all areas, and probably on Thursday as well. So expect changes, though, by the weekend, as essentially a wind shift is going to occur to the northeast. That looks like that'll happen on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it looks like north-northwest winds, and then possibly westerlies on Monday. Now, that's a long way away, and what I just said may be totally different by then, but at least that's something to think about if you're planning on moving somewhere or thinking about where you're anchored. All right, moving to Vanuatu. I would expect scattered showers for the northern and central islands today, partly cloudy elsewhere, and that's looking at satellite imagery. I'm basing it on that. Moderate to fresh southeast winds will be persistent. In the south, expect nighttime temperatures to drop down to 16. I was surprised to see that. So blanket time there. So my wind forecast for Nisha Montana, today getting up to southeast about 20 knots, shifting to the east-northeast 15 to 20 tomorrow. And from Epi to the banks, so in other words, from the middle of the group up to the north, the winds are going to be fresh, the offshore winds. So expect southeast winds to 25 knots. However, in close, and it's calm. And again, that's normal for these areas because of the orographics. Now, for that area tomorrow, winds will be a little bit lighter, about 15 knots out of the east to east-southeast. Now, moving to New Caledonia, the skies are partly cloudy. The winds in the southern lagoon will be east to southeast, 15 to 20, and that includes the Ile de Pan. Winds are going to start to shift Wednesday into Thursday as the New Zealand front approaches. We call it that. The New Zealand front will approach Wednesday into Thursday. So on Thursday, expect northwest winds. So 80 up there in Prony. I'm sure that you've got a pretty good spot, but if it's open to the northwest, take care. All right, that pretty much concludes what I've got. Any questions or comments? Anybody want more detail or an area? Come now.
Code blue for the question.
Judy.
Oh, Judy, coming in very loud and clear.
So we can expect one of the eye days still, and so expecting clouds then for the next 2 days. Is that right?
I believe so, and I'm looking at satellite imagery and essentially looking at the conversion factors on the various models, I would say so. There are no severe squalls anywhere that I could see, from Niue, right through Tonga, Fiji, even through Vanuatu. Nothing like that is going to happen until the cold front starts to affect the NuCal area. But if you're looking for visibility, yes, it can come and go. But, you know, there's a lot of clear spots. As well, a lot of blue sky. So you're going to have to play it by ear. Over.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I've just looked at the report from Frank and Wunder, and they've got 90% cloud cover at the moment. Yeah, it makes it difficult moving around Fiji, particularly in the areas where the GPS is not too accurate. Okay, anybody else? No, nothing heard, and just glancing at the paper, the Aussies have a real mess with the elections, with the hung parliament. Probably you don't think they should hang a lot of them, but anyway, the New Zealand dollar has strengthened as a result against the Aussie. It's now over 96 cents Australian. So, good time for New Zealanders to use their money. Okay, final call from Gulf Harbour Radio for anybody with anything. Okay, good and peaceful, and enjoy your day. I hope it's well. We've got the clear skies here, and no wind.